Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. This is a show right in the middle of 4th of July weekend, and we welcome you. I hope that some of you can take time. I know there's going to be a lot of different things going on this weekend. Happy 4th to everybody. If you have time to give us a buzz, talk about gardening today, which is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about animals and pets a little bit, and got some news for you. And then some. I got to cover a few things that came up during the week and on Bob Webster's show yesterday that we talked about and a few other things. But if you have some questions or you have a comment, have a problem going on in the garden with your landscaping, vegetable garden, herb garden, interior pots, potted plants, compost making, whatever, give me a buzz at 866-444-DIRT. Which is 3478. It's 866-444-3478. We usually start the show, and we will today, with the SPCA report. And we got a little bit of an unusual one for you today because we have a new member of the Garrett household. We have adopted a new dog. And I just put her picture up on Facebook. Her name at the SPCA, and this was SPCA at Dallas, had a great visit with people down there a few days ago. And I recommend highly that you get down there. And we need to give them some help. We haven't been doing a good job on some of these dogs that we've been talking about. And they've got a great little kitty cat program, too, that I want to tell you about. But we... Judy and I, and maybe it's the first time ever, there may have been one other time where we went down and didn't adopt a dog. We went down, checked everything out a few weeks ago, and saw a dog that was in what I called ICU. I think they called it something else. She had been getting ready to be put up, made available, but she wasn't yet. They were treating her. She had had some a few rough things going with her, I guess. And anyway, her name was Azel, we found out. Went back to see her 3 days ago and adopted her. And her name is now Hazel instead of Azel. Every time Judy was telling somebody that her name was Azel, they were saying Hazel. So it ended up being Hazel because also, Judy thought Hazelnut, short for Hazelnut, would be good because she was a little wild and crazy. She's the first dog. What is she? She's a big terrier mix of some kind, and she's got a bunch of siblings. And one of the interesting things this morning that I needed to tell you about, besides the fact that Kirby and Peaches and Della Star and Blondie Lee, who we've talked about before, have not been adopted. And we really need some help with them. They're great dogs, all different. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And you can see them right there. You can meet them in person. And I recommend going down to the Jan Reese Jones SPCA. It's Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. And it is terrific. The dogs and the cats there are in just wonderful quarters. It's clean and bright. You'll enjoy being there. All the animals have great places to stay there. They'd be a lot better at your house with you taking care of them, but they really have a great facility there. But Kirby, Peaches, Della Star, and Blondie, you can see their pictures on our website on dirtdoctor.com. They're down there, but you can go down and have a visit at this facility, and I really highly recommend it because I think you'd be very impressed with what they're doing down there. This week's dog is Sheridan, and if you go to Facebook and you see Hazel, the hazelnut, ours, And I did a little video too. It's very sketchy. I may try to put it on Facebook for you too. She fetches for Judy a lot better than she does for me. She comes back to me and runs into me, and it makes it kind of hard for me to get a video, but I got a little bit of a video of her. I thought that they told us that Hazel was about 1 year old, but she had several siblings, six or seven siblings, and we met some of them when we were down there. And today's dog is Sheridan, and it looks like a sibling. I mean, he looks almost exactly like her, a little bit, especially the face. Body fur is a little bit longer, but they say he's a two-year-old terrier mix, weighing about 70 pounds, which is more than her. She's about 50. But check him out, and you might want to meet him down there because he looks like a real good catch. He says he's pretty shy and unsure of the world a little bit, but very nice to people at the shelter, and he's been learning to earn the trust of everybody down there. Says he'll make a real good lap dog for you. Loves kisses and loves to be petted, and loves to be talked to softly. So check out Sheridan. He's a good-looking dude, and he looks an awful lot like, and he may be a sibling of our Hazel. There are siblings down there, and there's some great choices there, but a lot of other good choices as well. Their kitty program, the little kitten program, is pretty cool because you can foster the little kittens, little baby kittens, for a while. And, you know, bring them back after the foster program is over. You do two at a time. And, again, I think you'd be very impressed with how they're set up and how all that works. And, of course, if you've never fostered before, fostering means you just take care of the animals for a while. If you fall in love with them, can't give them up, I think they are fine with that and make a deal with you to keep them permanently. But it's a real good way to see whether – being in the cat business or the dog business is a good thing to do, going that foster route. We have a new advertiser that I'm pretty excited about, and you'll hear some ads, and I'll do a little special weekly feature for them on muscle strain and sprains and aches and things like that. The name of the product is Real Time Pain Relief. And they're giving away $10 worth of product if you buy $10 worth. I'll go ahead and give you the phone number now, and I'll give it later on if you want to jump on board. We've tried it, and I've talked to a bunch of people that have tried it as well, and it's really a lot of people getting into it because it works. Non-toxic, fits all the parameters that we have here on the show and what I have personally. And I'm impressed. It's called Real Time Pain Relief. And the telephone number, if you want to talk about ordering some, if you've had some aches and pains of whatever kind, I recommend you giving it a shot. 1-877-787-7180. 877-787-7180. Their website, you can go and learn all about it real easy. It's just the abbreviation of Real Time Pain Relief, RTPR.com, and use the promo code DIRT. That's just to let them know where you came from. There's not any money coming back to us like there are on, you may not know this, a lot of the radio advertising, if you don't do the promo code, there's no money going on, but that's not the case here. That's just to kind of track where it's coming from. They want to know if we're helping them out, and I hope that we can. Let's see. I've got some people already holding, but let me cover a couple of things, and then we'll work in some callers right after the next break, I promise, and then kind of go back and forth a little bit. Bob, I was listening. Sometimes I listen to Bob on his show before I go on and do about 30 minutes with him every Saturday morning. And one of his listeners brought up a really interesting insect that we have in the Texas Bug Book. It's called a velvet ant. And they were talking about the fact that it was an ant that was kind of good, real pretty to look at, and not a big deal one way or the other. And I wasn't calling in to try to say, you know, that you didn't get it exactly right. I actually called in to say we had something wrong as well in the Texas bug bug, because when I heard them talking about the insect, it just made me curious to double check what we have in the Texas bug book and do a little quick research on this real pretty big insect called the velvet ant. And I went a little too long there. I'll cover that for you when I come back, and then we'll jump on the phones and then go back and forth a while. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We've got a free newsletter, and you can sign up for it right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, things have gotten all crowded and jammed up already with what all is going on. Let me finish on the velvet ant real quickly and then tell you about the torque test and the contest we've got going on. We've got somebody calling in already wanting to answer the question, solve the problem, and win a test. But the velvet ant is not – I was just if you missed it, I was talking about this beautiful big red fuzzy ant-looking critter that runs around, especially on property that's sandy soil. It's actually not an ant. It's actually a wasp. And it's a really pretty interesting wasp. And it's a good news, bad news kind of a thing because it it actually the female can sting you. The male can't. It's kind of like a cicada killer. If you picked it up or messed with it, it would sting you. And it's a very powerful bite, so you don't want to be messing with these things. And also, the eggs are laid in the ground, and the larvae, the females do this near bumblebee nest, underground bumblebee nest, and the larvae are destructive to bumblebees, kill bumblebees. That's not a good thing because bumblebees are very important pollinators, even more so than honeybees. So that's just information for you. That's information that I will put on our website on dirtdoctor.com because in our Texas bug book we're right now, for some reason, Malcolm or I won in our research when we did the book, came up with the comment that it's not a wasp or an ant, and it's somewhere in between. But all the research that websites, university websites, and everybody I looked at online said that it is a wasp. And it, you know, if you read the whole information about it and study it, that seems to be what it is. Very interesting insect. You'll see them one at a time generally. And that's a wasp nature rather than an ant characteristic. So hopefully that'll help you. When you see them around, you'll have to decide whether you're going to let them go or not. Since they're so few and far between, they probably don't do enough damage to bees for us to be concerned about them, but you do need to know that they will kill bumblebees in the ground. Also, cicada killers, which some people think is a beneficial and some people don't. But the main thing to tell you is that the males have clear wings, females have no wings, and the female will sting in. It's very, very painful. Okay, the torque test. Texas Organic Research Center has an online natural organic certification course now that is designed for homeowners and people in the profession as well. I teach the course, 15 chapters. You go through a chapter at a time, take a test after each chapter. When you finish, you are certified, receive a certification from Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit organization. And we have a contest every week, and so we give the opportunity for people to win one of the tests. The retail price, if just one person signs up, and we've had a lot of people do that and we're delighted about it, is $195. There are some discounts for companies that sign up for multiple people taking the course, nonprofits, and that sort of thing. But once a week, we give one away, and we put a picture on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. It's where it is. It alternates with other graphics right there on the homepage, and there's a photograph of a plant to identify. And Justin in Cleburne, Texas, would like to have a shot at that, apparently. Hello, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your guess or your educated answer?
My educated answer would be the tilia tree.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you. Can you get a little bit more specific?
Maybe the linden or basswood.
Well, it is linden. You got it. It's specifically little leaf linden. I took that picture, and we've got other pictures on our website and in the tree book and everything about the linden. The little leaf linden, the Carolina basswood is native. And I've grown it before, but the interesting thing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is that little leaf linden is easier to grow, is more adapted than our native. It's one of those rare situations. I planted little leaf linden, designed little leaf linden into a commercial project years ago when I did the landscape design of Collin County Community College out in Plano. And even though they've gone through a whole bunch of construction and changed things out there tremendously, there's two really large little leaf lindens that are still there and just doing beautifully. It is a very well-adapted tree to alkaline soils and here. So you are correct, and you you win a course. I hope you enjoy it, and let me know what you think about it.
Well, I sure will. I really appreciate you.
Did Mary Rose get all your information, contact information and everything?
No, sir, not yet.
All right, well, I'll put you back on hold, and congratulations on winning. That went pretty quickly. Did you have another question or comment about anything before I go on?
I did have a question. I planted some grapevines, Concord and Niagara grapes, and I built a trellis system. But I guess my question would be, how do I train them up? Because right now I have my first wire is about 3 foot high, and they're probably about a foot and a half, maybe 2 foot. And it looks like they're trying to climb themselves up to that first wire. But
well, they'll do that, and then you just you can do a couple of things. You can let it go out at a T at that point, or you can let it go on up to a higher wire at 4 or 5 feet. Some people even do six, and you can make one T or you can make two Ts going out horizontally, and that's how you get the best production and easy way to harvest the grapes.
Okay, so I have a wire at 3 foot and 6 foot.
I'm okay, that'd be great. Go out sideways from there. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a second. Congratulations. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be right back after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, I got a couple more things I need to do myself, but we're jammed with calls, so I'm going to catch up here a little first, and then we'll work those in as we go. When you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-3478. David in Arkansas someplace. Hey, David, what's up?
Good morning.
Where's your place in Arkansas?
Yeah, we're up here, northern part. I'm doing some work for a lady down here, and I was talking to her. Problem is, she's got about a 30-acre pasture, and somehow or another, she's got inundated with briars, or wait-a-minute vines, whatever. We call them wait-a-minute vines back home down there in Texas. But anyway, is there anything we can do as far as you're talking about improving the soil? Will putting down molasses and stuff do any good on that? And two, how in the hell can we get rid of them?
Well, it'll do some good. Basically, what you need to do, David, is just use a brush hog and take them down to the ground. And then if you could take some kind of a ripper, you know, with a tractor and go across there and rip as much of the rhizomes out of the ground as you possibly can, that'll help a lot. Now, it sounds like a lot of trouble, but it's less trouble than doing other things that would, you know, take a whole lot longer to do. The organic herbicides will kill some of the young growth when it comes back from the ground after mowing it down, but it won't hurt the, you know, the growing woody vines that you have. So the best thing to do, mow them down, rip them out somehow and then spot treat or hand spot treat, you know, spot treat with spraying or spot treat with hand removal of the ones that try to come back. And then competition from native grasses and things like that will help control it all long term.
Yeah, she's got fescue, clover, and stuff in there, so we didn't really want to try to tear it all up. I mean, it's just everywhere, but that and then the poison ivy, it's taken over too. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
But,
well, the only other thing you could do would be just to go in, you know, with labor and hand remove with grubbing hose and sharpshooters and things like that, the individual plants. That's the only way you could avoid doing what I talked about, taking the whole area down and letting it come back.
Yeah, we shredded it once, but we'll try that and go back at it again, and that's fine. And okay, Howard, I got to go.
All right, let me know. Thanks. And next, in is that Valverde, Texas, Donna?
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Great. Thank you. I have a couple questions, a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing sweet potatoes for about like the third time.
Okay.
The first time I grew them in a bed and I used your bed preparation of compost, lava sand, you know, et cetera, except for I don't use native soil. I just use the other stuff. And I grew a tremendous vine, but no potatoes at all. And I was told that maybe the soil was too fertile. And then the second year, I put them in some big pots, and I used 50% compost, 50% red boutique sand that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew, but they grew kind of small. I didn't get a lot of them. And I grew like 3 to 4 plants per pot, and the pots were a good size. You know, they're about 10 inches apart, and they didn't grow that good. So this year, I went ahead and added some more compost to those pots, and I added some vulcanite, because my store doesn't sell lava sand anymore. One of my other questions. Is the vulcanite better than lava sand?
No, vulcanite, I helped to create that years ago with Malcolm, and it has lava sand in it, and basalt and granite
green sand,
several things, and it's good. I recommend all those things, but I wouldn't say that it's better than lava sand. It's interesting. You might talk to your local store there, whoever you deal with, that there's a new player in the lava sand market, and it's called American Rio, and it is available now through normal distribution out there, and it is a fantastic lava sand. I think your problem, Donna, is you need some native soil mixed with all the good amendments that you're using. I think that the biological activity you get from native soil is a good thing, and I think that you might need to feed a little bit more. You may have plants that are a little bit on the hungry side.
Okay, well, I have a new garden bed that I just grew tomatoes, and they grew great, pretty well. I grew some tycoon tomatoes in them, and they've now are done, so I'm pulling them out. So I have a bed that's like 3.5 feet wide by like 7.5 feet long. So I have some more slips that I can plant. I know it's kind of late in the season because usually you plant them in May out here, but I thought I'd try planting them in that bed, and I was wondering, should I add some of that 50-50 of sand to that bed of that I grew my tomatoes in? Would it be too fertile if I just grew them in that bed with the you know, the compost and the lava sand? And
no,
that
I think
bed, I did have lava sand in.
Yeah.
I didn't use the vulcanite, I don't think.
Well, what
I
you might do is do improve part of the area a little bit more, and then just plant like it is in the other area and see what happens. I think that's going to give you the native soil in the mix, like I was talking about. So adding a little bit more of the organic amendments and planting where those tomatoes come out. And I think you're fine timing-wise. I think we have plenty of time left for you to have some decent size sweet potatoes produce.
So do you think I should add some of the 50-50 to that?
Well,
to that
50-50
bed?
Is what? 50% compost?
50% compost and 50% red boutique sand that I was told to grow.
I think it'd be fine, but like I said, just to know for sure whether it worked or not, do it in one spot and not in another, and let's see which works better.
So just leave,
I think
just
the red
grow
petite
in the regular garden soil. You're saying,
yeah,
just
whatever
grow in the regular,
whatever you were growing the tomatoes, growing the tomatoes in, just go ahead and plant away in that spot, and then put the amendments in another spot, and let's see which works best.
All right, and then add the 50-50 to the rest of the bed. Like half of the bed would be the garden soil that I grew the tomatoes in. The other half would be a little bit of sand mixed with the garden soil.
Yeah, put it in one place and not the other. Yeah.
Split it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know.
The other question I have is about your garlic pepper tea.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's okay with beneficials. Is it so that's okay with if you put out ladybugs and you spray it?
It might repel them a little bit, but it's not going to hurt them. It's not a killing spray at all. So, yeah, that's why we like it. One of the reasons we like it.
Okay. The other question about that is bees. Will bees be hurt by the garlic spray?
No, not at all. It, again, might repel them right at first a little bit, but I've never seen any indication that it hurts them long term at all.
Okay. Because I read somewhere that if the plants, you have to wait till the plants flower and then after the plants flower and I guess the bees have a chance to pollinate it, then you should put the garlic spray on there.
I don't think it repels them too much at all, and I don't think you need to worry about the timing that much on that particular one. Other organic sprays like orange oil and spinosad and things like that might do some damage to the bees, but the garlic pepper tea, I don't think you're going to have much to worry about at all.
Okay. What about neem oil?
I wouldn't use. Most of the neem products on the market are not very good, especially the liquid ones. They don't use enough active ingredient in the beginning, and then neem has a real problem about shelf life. You know, it really goes down quickly. So in general, with the exception of azosol, which is a dry product and it's expensive, it's more of a professional product. Other than it, I don't know any neem that I'd highly recommend. There may be one liquid product that I've seen in the past, but I don't really have that much information about them. I just go with garlic pepper tea and some of the other things we've talked about.
Okay. I had a bunch of aphids that attacked my eggplants, and I used the soapy spray to kill them. And I used Blasto water first. Actually, I used Blasto water first, and that didn't seem to work very well. And then I went ahead and used some neem oil, and it seemed to help. But then it didn't, you know, they still kind of were there, and I started seeing that sooty mold. So then I went ahead and put out ladybugs, and the ladybugs, I got it under control. So I was just wondering, you know, was that okay that I put out ladybugs after I put out the neem oil?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, and I use the garden sage
because the neem doesn't do anything, so it wouldn't have hurt the ladybugs much at all.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so
I think what you're doing is fine. Yeah, just use the gentle stuff and a little bit more regularly like you're doing, and I think you'll be fine. When you have aphids on a plant, it means it's in stress, and a lot of times it can be a temporary stress that's caused by just weather change. And we had some severe weather change, you know, going from super rainy and cool to really super hot. And that brings in a lot of times the aphids and other indicator insects, and they're kind of a temporary problem. And what you've done is what I would have recommended the way to go.
Is to spray them with water first.
And then use garlic pepper tea or a soap. You can use Lemon Joy soap and get rid of aphids.
Yeah, you just use like a little tablespoon or something in how much water?
In a gallon.
A gallon.
Don, I'm going to have to run on. I got a lot of people holding. I need to help.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, so the one last question, the vulcanite then, if I can only get that and not the lava sand,
It's fine, I guess. Now, we don't have anything to do with that company anymore that makes vulcanite, so I don't know for sure what they're putting in the product, but if they're
it's basically lava sand, green sand.
Well, that's what they say on the label. Just look at it and make sure that it looks like what you are expecting to get. I just don't know.
It has
zeolite
in it. It has everything that you said that's on
good.
Your website.
That's good.
Yeah.
Give it a
try. I don't have to go ahead and buy lava sand necessarily.
I'd still buy lava sand. If it doesn't have lava sand in it, it's not as good as it could be. You still need to get some lava sand.
It does have lava sand in it, but it also has zeolite and it has green sand and a few other things.
It'll be fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So I can use...
And Shirley is next in Carrollton, Texas. Hello, Shirley. What's going on?
Hi, Howard. I wanted to talk to you about a crepe myrtle. It is about 15 feet high. It has multiple trunks, and they range anywhere from 2 inches. I've got two that are about 7 inches in circumference.
Okay.
The thing is, it's just really happy, but it's become top heavy. And I'm afraid that some of these smaller trunks, because they're bending over, that they're going to break if we have one of our little North Texas storms. Is there any way I can brace those up so that they don't look bent over, or they are bent over?
Well, if you could send me a picture of it, I could maybe give you a better answer, but let me put you on hold and we'll talk when I come back, and maybe I can give you at least some idea of what we can do to avoid staking the tree. We'd really rather not do that if we can avoid it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Shirley about her crepe myrtle. Are you still there, Shirley?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Give me a little background here so I know a little bit more about your trees, and maybe I can help you without seeing a picture. And by the way, if you can send me pictures to info@dirtdoctor.com, I might see even more, and everybody can do that. You can send them through at the Ask Howard feature on dirtdoctor.com, or just send them to info@dirtdoctor.com, either way. You planted these trees. Have they been maintained organically, or how are you taking care of them at this point?
They're taken care of organically. We bought the house 10 years ago, and it was already here. It's probably at least doubled in size since we've been here.
Okay, great. What color is it?
It's a deep pink.
A deep pink color, big flowers that are real heavy, and then that's what's causing the limbs to bend over.
They're just huge heads, and that's what's causing them to bend
okay.
over.
All right.
The only ones that are not are the two trunks that are about 7 inches in circumference.
Okay. Is if you continue to allow the tree to splay out and to fall to the side, does it create a problem for any other plants or anything other than just the way the tree looks?
No, it really doesn't. In fact, I've cut down a juniper that was next to it because it was in the way, and I prefer the crepe myrtle.
Sure. Well, I tell you what I would do if it were my plant, Shirley. First of all, you probably already understand this, but crepe myrtles basically tend to be shrubs. They really want to fill out and be a big bushy shrub. We trim them into trees, and they take that and perform very well. I think I would leave it like it is, enjoy the beautiful flowering of it, and then this fall and winter, do some selective pruning, removing some of those more narrow stems, trim it to where there's only maybe three or four, I don't know how many stems there are now, but take it down to where there's only about three or so that are the strongest ones left, and create with your trimming a more upright growth. If you put any kind of a staking on it or try to prop up the limbs or anything, that doesn't do anything long term. It just creates a dependence on that staking that never goes away.
Okay.
And I'd rather just enjoy it like it is, being nice and full and flowing over to the ground and being graceful, and then do your selective pruning, leaving the strongest, most upright stems next fall and winter. And then next year, you'll just see a stronger situation and it won't splay out probably as badly. Now, related to the health of the tree in general, you probably, it sounds like you listen to the show and you already know this, make sure you expose the flare very dramatically. We're doing that on a crepe myrtle at our place right now that's suckering, and I'm exposing the flare about twice as much as I had already done. And that really helps the strength of a crepe myrtle tree to be, you know, the rest of the tree be healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to check that again, but I definitely know about, you know, exposing as much as of the trunk as possible.
Well, I think you're on the right track. I'd just stick with what you have, do the pruning this winter, and send me some pictures in the meantime. And if I see anything else, I'll let you know.
I'm going to resend these because I sent them to your membership website, and I'll resend them to info@dirtdoctor.com.
How long ago did you do that?
Oh, maybe 5-6 minutes ago. Maybe,
oh, okay.
A little bit longer.
Well, that's fine. I'd get it either way. If you're a member, I'll get it that way, so you don't have to do it again. Go ahead and do it, and just make sure I get it.
Yeah, I will. Just because I'm sorry. Just because I'm not very tech savvy, I'm going to try to do it again.
You're kind of like me. No problem.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Shirley. I appreciate it.
Well, this is definitely a picture of what happens when you do not attempt crepe myrtle murder. Is that what the term is?
Well, I'm glad it's doing beautifully for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the what she's talking about, membership area there, the Organic Club of America is our membership area, and you get in to see the videos and things that, and seminars in the past that aren't open to the public yet, and the first of all the slideshows and everything that I put up are there, and there's some other benefits as well. So if you want to check that out, it's right there on dirtdoctor.com. But anybody can send us photographs anytime. We get to the members first, obviously, and we try to get to everybody, but sometimes it takes a while because the members get the first dibs on our help there. Well, you can tell by the music, it's the end of the first hour. Boy, that was really fast. Thank everybody, and the ones I haven't gotten to yet, hang on. I'll get to you real quickly in the beginning of the second hour. If you want to call when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com, the free newsletter for everybody, and we're really having a lot of fun with it. A lot of people are already on board there. If you want to join that, all you do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you get it electronically every single week. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day, or Independence Weekend, Independence Day tomorrow, and we'll talk more right after this. Don't go away.